On Tuesday, the Oklahoma Hotel and Lodging Association held its annual forecasting luncheon at the Skirvin in downtown Oklahoma City. The group's figures show hotel demand in the state dropped 3.5%, while the supply was up nearly 3%. Joining us to break down those numbers a little bit more is Ted Struley. He's the editor-in-chief of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, one of the presenters at this conference basically said this decline all has to do with the price of oil and said the demand for hotel rooms used to grow by about 8% annually. And your reporter Molly Fleming found it's even worse depending on where you are in Oklahoma.
Well, that's true. The metros fared pretty well, but some of the other cities had much bigger swings in their numbers. I think it's important to note there's a big difference between the demand and the occupancy. So, as you said, demand was down 3%, but occupancy statewide was down 6% because that takes into account new rooms that have been added. So you see that affecting those big swings in numbers in cities like Enid, which had a 17% occupancy decline between July of 2015 and July of 2016. But they also had a 15% increase in supply of rooms, 200 more rooms. So that had a lot to do with it. You know, the good news for Enid was that they were up 6% for August. Visit Enid director Marcy Jarrett told us that a lot of those rooms in August were occupied by construction workers, and that says a great deal about where the city's economy is headed at the moment. That's pretty good news for them. Also, as you said, the metros really fared much better. Oklahoma City occupancy declined about 3.3%. And Tulsa was down about 4.5%. But again, that's occupancy. The supply of rooms was up by comparable numbers. So really, demand in the two metros, pretty close to flat.
Is there anything these cities like Enid can do to help mitigate this slide, or are they just going to have to wait it out like so many of the other stories that we've talked about that are tied to this downturn in commodity prices?
Well, certainly the forecaster said that, you know, all of this can go away. All these numbers change dramatically if the price of oil goes back up because the oil field workers use a very high number of hotel rooms. Oklahoma City occupancy is expected to continue to decline, but a lot of that is because there's a huge number of new rooms getting ready to come online. So, again, that's different than demand. They did tell us that Oklahoma City has become very diversified. It's not as tied to oil and gas as other parts of the state. There are a lot of other reasons to come to Oklahoma City, and that's helped keeping hotel rooms full even when oil's in decline. And of course, they're looking forward to the new convention center coming and a lot of activity by the Convention and Visitors Bureau that ties directly to hotel demand and occupancy.
Finally, your reporter Brian Bruce spent some time this week in the town of Medford, where a new grain storage facility just opened in that rural north central Oklahoma community. And it comes just in time to take advantage of what's expected to be a huge winter wheat harvest.
Well, that's right. The USDA has said that we really have an overflow of wheat supply. A record 54 bushels per acre is what's forecast, and there's already some in storage. So this is a $16 million facility that came online. It's a three-company partnership that built it, and it can hold 5 million bushels of wheat. So that certainly means more jobs in Medford, but not as many as you might think. This is really a unique facility. It's the first automated facility of its kind in the state, and it requires only about one-fourth the number of employees.
I've been talking with Ted Struley from the Journal Record. He's with me each Friday to discuss some of Oklahoma's business story. Ted, as always, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Brian.